Well, I don't know how many of you were able to attend Prosperity Revival last week, but it was something special. We were under open heaven last week, and I don't know, I've learned you have to keep your spirit open when you're in the presence of apostles and great men of God on last week as they ministered, because there are some things I know God spoke to me personally. Although there was a Prosperity Revival, He began to touch different areas of my life. I hope He can touch areas of your life as well. In saying that, you can put your books up. You got to take real good notes because God spoke on last week. And I pray, one of my prayers is as I begin to teach this, that I pray and teach it, I mean teach it with the grace of the apostles launching on my life tonight. Because we got fresh word from the Holy Ghost. And what we're going to deal with tonight is we're going to deal with the aspect of the cost of praying in the apostolic. The cost of praying in the apostolic. And we're going to look at a particular book, a particular chapter, a particular man that's going to teach us. We're going to look and see how he was a prayer and what praying did for him. And God is saying yesterday, today, and what? Forever. So if it happened for this man, I know God can do it for us. All right? As I began to listen and study on Prosperity Revival last week, I know there's some things the Lord spoke to me where we'll get deep into it. We really still don't understand this book prayer that we have in our hands. Much as we talk about it thus far, Lord said we didn't touch the surface yet. This thing of prayer is so vital. We're going to see how vital it is tonight. Lord spoke to me and said, we have not yet experienced breakthroughs, the anointing, and the presence of God in prayer as we should. We have not experienced the breakthroughs, the anointing, and the presence of God in prayer as we should. This subject matter, we're dealing with prayer. It's supposed to be evident and working our life right now. I'm not talking about getting a light bill paid, shoes. No. I'm talking about some supernatural things that are happening. If we understand the power of prayer, all right? I used to laugh when I was a little boy. Used to go to my mother's church. And it's amazing how life can do a 360. And I used to sit in back of the church and I used to laugh. They started church at 6 o'clock. And both men and women walking at altar, on their face, crying, hollering. Well, we used to call it tearing. You understand? And they were tearing, but they would not move until God hit that place. And I was a little boy, I used to get so wild. They started 6 o'clock and they would never stop praying. That's why it'd be 9 o'clock at night. We only just people hours just praying, crying for God. Look at that. What's wrong with that? They crying and hollering. You know, I used to laugh at them. But now I understand. See, when we start talking about this prayer, this breakthrough prayer, this anointing prayer, we are not supposed to get out of God's presence until God show up. And oh Lord, it's going to be so good to tell you. Just hold tight. If you really want to see the power of prayer, let's ask this question. What is it going to cost me to understand this wisdom that God has? What is it going to cost me to experience or get these revelations that God wanted to give to me? What is it going to cost me to get this understanding of things, the understanding of problems, situations? What is it going to cost me to get to that point? Can I tell you? It's going to cost you everything. You heard Reverend Montreal talk about it tonight. It's going to cause you to die. It's going to cost you your life to be able to get to God's presence that we're talking about. Go to Daniel chapter 6. We're going to look at Daniel this evening for a short time, and we're going to see how Daniel was a praying man. And we want to see, because Daniel was a praying man, certain things happened in his life. And the same thing will begin to happen in ours. I think the same thing will begin to happen in ours. You see? Daniel 6. I'm going to give you a few points, and then after I give you the points, we'll go back and talk about and read about the type of man Daniel was. The first thing I want you to know, we said this book prayer, right? The first thing the Holy Spirit went back to study, the Holy Spirit wanted me to give you this evening with, when you are a prayer, watch this here, you have no choice but to experience promotion. Now, we just studied this book. I think we might be on chapter 8 or thus far, or I think where we at. I've got to go back and look. But where we at, something should have happened by now in somebody's life. See, because if you are a true player, promotion ought to be taking place. But promotion, the flip-flop message, if promotion not taking place. So, that means, now watch. Somebody say, well, preacher, I've been praying. Well, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the cost of this apostolic prayer. See, it's a whole other level. It's not no power by night, Lord, thank you, hallelujah, Jesus type thing. No. The type of prayer I'm talking about, it's going to cost you sweat and blood to get into the presence of God. All right? Second thing, when you are a true prayer, you will get preference above everyone else. A true prayer. See, you're going to get preference, not just from your friends, not just from church folk, but you get preference from everybody. They'll begin to help you, don't even know why. When you're a true prayer. See, now let's look at this from a good point now, a good point. Imagine if you're walking through a store or passing by somebody at work or in your office. A good point now, because I know everything don't smell good, but let's imagine they have this beautiful, this most, nice perfume on. All right? And you pass by and say, hey, girl, you can help me. And they pass by. Ooh, what was that? Or they might not be in a room, but you can smell them. All right, someone has left the room, and it's a good smell. Like, man, what's that smell in here? You know, I can tell when a woman's in the room, me and you can tell when a woman's in the room. If there's a smell, they smell that good perfume, you can smell it. Well, my point I'm trying to tell you is when you are a prayer, you give off an aroma. There's an odor that rests upon you when you are a true prayer. So now you understand why whenever your friends or your family going through, they're always calling you, won't you pray with me? And sometimes you get frustrated. Why are you asking me? Because there's a smell on you. When a true prayer is in the presence, you can smell it. Why do you think they want you to pray at the offering picnic every year? And every time you get there, they know the church is going to start bitching about you. And that difference is, you are a praying man or woman of God. Why? When you are a true prayer, and you walk in a room, even devils begin to tremble. Because they know a special person is in the place. Oh, yes, sir. We're talking about a true prayer. When he or she walks in the room, devils begin to tremble. Something begins to happen. They can't stay in your presence long. See, you think a lot of times that when you go to beauty shops and things like that, that, you know, he be talking every day, you out here get quiet. It isn't because they talk about you. It's because they know you are a prayer. And when your prayer walks in the room, all that nonsense got to stop. Prayer gets you promotion. Prayer will get you to be, will cause you to have purpose. Prayer will also put you in a life where you are preferred. Now, what would happen many times is the enemy would try to cause distractions in your life. Also, he would try to bring persecution. I went back and started studying, looking at this more, and I found out I got to retract a whole lot of things I said as I studied because, you know, the devil don't care about you reading too much. Reading the Bible, you understand? You know, you can read 2 or 3 chapters a day, or you can read your prayer and meditation books, or whatever you read every day, no problem. But when you try to pray, that's when the true distractions will begin to hit. That's when the cell phone start ringing and ain't one all day. That's when your husband needs a third eye and he'll never want no question. That's when the kids get hungry. That's when the phone in the house start ringing. That's when the water pipe up there, you got to get that fixed. You understand? That's when beer collectors start calling your life. You know, you see what I'm saying? You start to stop you because a prayer, a real prayer, can get in touch with God. See, Matthew 4:4. Man should not live by what? Bread alone, but every what? Word will proceed out of what? When God pulls talking, you ain't talking to him. Do you see that? Yeah, you can read all day long. You can meditate, but it's something about prayer, because prayer gives you an audit with God. When I talk to God, God talks to me. But if I ain't talking to God, God can't do what? So the enemy knows the power of prayer. That's why he concentrates and don't want you to pray. Because you know you can read, but read, but it won't do nothing if you ain't praying. Daniel 6. We're going to go back and forth, but let's start off with verse 10. Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into the house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees there 3 times a day. And what he did? He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and he what? He kneeled on his knees 3 times a day and did what? Pray. Now, let's put a peg right here right quick. That's what the Lord told him. The body of Christ must get back to the place where we fall on our knees. Thank God, you got good healthy legs, you can talk and walk and pray sometimes, but that's the type of prayer I'm talking about. You got to fall flat on your face. Like your most sisters did, I told you about, I used to laugh at a long time ago. You just get prostrate and just get sick. The old folks, they get ugly for God. Get on your knees and just cry, just snot, just wallow, just till you get on the presence of God, till a good thing begin to get up in that place, man. See, if you think about apostolic prayer, we talking about a prayer that's going to cost you something. A prayer where you get out of yourself and get the presence of God. We're going to deal with it. We're going to see it. But I got to make it clear to you. See, let's keep reading. And now Daniel knew he was fine. He went to the house, the windows being open in the chamber, told Jerusalem, he kneeled on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. And he did this when? Aforetime. That word aforetime here literally means that this was something he did on a regular basis. He took 3 times a day, every day. Daniel stayed on his knees before God. No answer? This apostolic prayer that culture I'm talking about? No answer? How much time you spend praying to God? When last time you was on your knees? I ain't talking about just because you want something you're going through. Sometimes you got on your knees before God and you begin to cry out and just tell him what you love and just worship him. Don't answer. This is the reason why we're not being promoted. We're not finding preference, and we're not being preferred. Daniel gave us a great example here. Watch. I love it, man. When you become a real prayer, not like you said a real prayer, a real prayer, and stay in the presence of God, nothing will slip up on you. I'm going to say it again. When you become a real prayer and stay in the presence of God, nothing will slip up on you. No problem, no situation, no accident. See, I'm convinced now, if anything happens in your life that you really didn't want to happen or didn't like, it was only because you didn't pray enough to allow God to tell you before it happened. Because he wanted to tell you. But because you wasn't intelligent enough, he didn't say nothing to you. Put that in here. I was at home, and I was studying this message, and I was home by myself. Some of y'all may know it. You got a lawn at your house. Well, when I was home by myself, I always set the lawn, but you got to set the lawn when you're home by yourself a different way. Without putting the code, all the code stuff in, it's a particular word you hit on your keypad, and it says what? Stay. All right? When you press stay, that gives you the ability to operate on the inside without being harmed. It gives you the ability to do what you need to do while you're inside your home. When he got to that, the whole song came into my head and his face. He said, the whole song say, I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. See, when you pray, stay. Remember I told you, when you pray, take nothing to the So when I'm praying, I'm in a stay mode. I'm staying in the presence of God. So, if I happen to leave a window or a door or garage open, and someone enters in that shouldn't come in, and a alarm goes off, it may not ring like a ring, but it's going to let me know something wrong. When you're in a prayer and stay in the presence of God, pray nothing to the danger because there's a alarm on the inside of you when you pray. But let you know that statement, my love back may not be right. My unforgiveness and unforgiveness being my heart. But see, there's a love that God has to let me know something ain't right, but you won't know unless you're in prayer mode. Unless you're in faith mode. Come on, boy, y'all got to see that, man. I love that. See, as a prayer, there's a system inside of me that anytime something's wrong, it's going to let me know. But if you're not praying, when that situation happens, it wasn't because God don't love you, you didn't spend enough time to hear from him. He would have told you, don't get out of here. He would have told you, don't eat your food because that milk ain't no good. So you think God just prepared dinner to get out? No, God wants to be in your everyday life. He would have told you about everything. Don't buy any food right now. Don't buy this right now. Don't buy the wings right now. You hear me? I'm saying, no, sometimes they don't get a haircut. Use that for things that get around this week. Listen, when you are a prayer, you would get a both here or not. When you are a prayer, you get a both here or not. What do you mean a both here or not? I don't care who's looking at me. I don't care what you think about me. Yeah, I'm crying in the middle of the field. Yeah, I got to pull over and dance on the side of the road. I really don't care because I don't know in the presence of God and God has told me something. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's how we got to be in the body of Christ. You can, when you're at home, you can't worry about what your children say. What your children say. Dad, leave that now. I'm about to get the presence of God and just dance in that house. That's what God would be in the move in our life. Prayer is powerful. How powerful prayer? Prayer is so powerful. Watch this here. But a sinner would get afraid when he is around you. See, when you're a prayer, because you're going to live a holy life, a sanctified life, but what pastor's talking about, a clean life, when you're a prayer. And what happened is, oh Lord, I hear you, Lord, the pastor been talking about them gifts. And when the gifts, he's talking about the discerning of the body. And that's one of the gifts, the spirit of discernment. We see when you're a prayer, get the Holy Ghost, when you pray, that gift will kick in. So somebody will be talking to you, and you look, what you say? They say one thing, but you hear something else. Yeah, that's why I look. A lot of people don't like being around their apostles. They want to be found out. Why? Because if you get close enough to you, you know the fear of something ain't right. If you get close up to you, if you ain't right, here's it. Been here come alone, boy. I'm just looking at him. He ain't talking about him, though. You know what I'm saying? What do you do here? The woman you talking to, they ain't your wife. Leave that woman alone. You been, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And then what you talking about? Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Because I don't want to close up because the person who prays will defend you. You can be talking sweet and kind and, oh, man, you can just come from the gym. That man can be talking to you and like, yeah, babe, how you doing? Yeah, I work hard. And then you looking like, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, all right. So you can define it. All right. Hallelujah. Look at Daniel 6, verse 1. We start there. And then it pleased Darius, to set over the kingdom on Daniel 6, verse 1. they put him down to set over the kingdom, and 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. Now watch this. And over the three presidents of whom Daniel was first. What was Daniel? He was first. What caused Daniel to be first? Hallelujah, Jesus. You get an A. He was a praying man. Praying people always chose first. Daniel was being promoted here. He was increased because he was a praying man. See, your increase or your promotion has nothing to do, with you picking up behind somebody. With you trying to become better. See, promotion don't come like that. See, you just stay on your face, right? It's him. And over these three presidents who Daniel was first, the princes might give account unto them. They should have no damage. This Daniel was preferred above the president. This Daniel was preferred above the president of princes. This Daniel. This woman of God, that woman of God, that man of God was chosen above all the presidents. Why? Because he was a praying man of God. Yeah, born the family from most of them, I'm telling you. So I'm learning, Ray Montreal, everything went together last week for Prosperity Bible. He talked about love. See, so when you love God and just pray to God, not asking for nothing. See, while you doing that, promotion is so up. Can I tell you how real the thing is? Let me get out Jeff before I move on. Lord Jesus. How much time I got, Lord? Oh, Lord. Time. Ooh, Lord Jesus. All right. So, let me tell you about prayer. And, about 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I took my mom, dad out, tried to do something every night, then took him out to eat. And, I think it was the Thursday night football game was on. And I don't know how the subject came up, because my mom and Lord loved the Saints. I don't know how it came up. She said, I'd love to go to a Saints game. Mommy ain't never, because you know how mama is. Then my mama, because she ain't going to ask you for nothing. She going to tell you, baby, come get you something to eat. Mama, like, I don't want nothing. I'm all right. Then you know how my mama is. So I started doing research on Saints tickets. Never been to the same game. My life either. Love the game, so I'm going to sit on my bed. So I began to look at the tickets I want. And I saw the price. I said, maybe she don't want to go right now. Maybe she'll wait. I'm keeping it real. That's where I'm coming at. I got some seeds for my brother boss that can't even see. I said, maybe she's going to go right now. So, a friend of mine, somebody said connected. Because I was connected to a man of God that's connected to Dr. Thompson, Lord have mercy Jesus, he said, well, look, I work for a company, and I don't, every week we can put our name in the hand for these tickets. He said, I'll put it in there, but if I get it, I'll give it to you. I said, all right. So, I didn't put his name in the hand all year. All year. Then I begin to study and pray. I didn't even start all that shit. So I'm like, well, I'll take the game later on. He said, I got it. So I went to the phone. Brother Stone said, so what's up? I got something for you. I said, man, don't play with me. He said, man, I have not played all year. He said, but I know because you wanted him, I was going to get it. Brother, take it to the side of our standard box. So I'm going to send my mom and dad to the game, you understand? Now watch this. I told my dad at 5, he said, I can't go. I got something I got to do. I said, God, come on. So a good friend of mine said, well, why don't you just take it? So that Thursday, she's left my wife. She said, well, maybe me and my son, we're going to take a mother-son vacation. My wife said, no, you can run nowhere. You can be right here with us. They were just laughing all around. And so guess what happened? I know with this same game, and I wanted to go to the same game. My daddy couldn't go. I had to take my mom to the same game. It wasn't a mother and daughter vacation, but it was a mother and son time on me, not a mother and daughter. You understand what I'm saying? So what she said, Lord have mercy, Jesus. And I thought, watch what happens though. This is my point about prayer. I didn't even think about the tickets no more. I just began to study and pray. Not about the tickets, just about God. Apostle told last week, don't worry about no amount. Hey, God, what if you take care of God, then God take care of you. Y'all hear what I'm telling you, man? So while I was praying, taking care of God's business, that might be the love of God, don't have somebody prepared to give me the ticket. My point is, when you do what God says do, you just pray to God,
what you ask of me is going to show up. Listen, because you perform it, because you're a part of it.
Man.
Do you see that? And listen, I got something to talk to Brian Sands of him. And the amount don't even matter.
Ah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm doing? Okay, I know what I'm doing. Verse 2. And over these presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give account unto them, and the kings should have no Daniel. I'm going to read the Amplified. He said, over the three presidents of whom Daniel was one, and the staff might give account to them, and that the kings should have no loss or damage. See, Daniel was an honest man. Praying people are honest people. Hallelujah. See, because we so far from prayer in the body of Christ now, we don't believe that. We don't think there's no honest people in the body of Christ no more. We think everybody's trying to run again. And they got honest people in the body of Christ. They praying people, though. You find a praying person, you find an honest person. Because God can't talk to nobody that ain't right. Praying people are honest people. They're holy people, sanctified people. But watch this here. When you start praying and praying right, watch this here. You won't have to fight no battles. Why? Because whatever you're dealing with will self-destruct itself. All you do is pray, need, and the problem you're having, it is self-destruct itself. You have to fight, it is killing itself. Lord Jesus. See, we talk about it all the time, but it affects the enemy with that. I can't go down that. They're praying too much. They have to get the fight of man instead and kill themselves. All right. You got to believe me. See, when you are a prayer, oh, Lord Jesus, when you are a prayer, see, when you are what? I hear apostles talk about it, but Lord, as I begin to study this more, I'm experiencing more. When you are a prayer, you can be riding by yourself in your car and somebody else starts talking to you. See, how they feel that. I said, you can be riding by yourself and somebody else starts talking to you. God will come down in the midst of that path and begin to share things with you, man. He'll begin to talk to you. I came back from the Lord with my mouth, and I was riding, oh Lord. I began to just pray. And that song came on, Lord have mercy. The one that comes, he said, I'm still here. And his body goes like that. God, I begin to pray, Lord, thank you, because I know you brought me from. I know you did. Now I'm still here. I don't know, you hear me? God didn't go through some things, man. God, I love you. See, and then God said in that car, man, I'm telling you, man. Prayer. When you pray like Daniel prayed, you become a friend of God. And see what happened, Daniel got promoted. But the trial on Daniel was needed, right? But can I tell you a secret? When they called on Daniel, guess what happened? Guess who showed up with him? God. Because you said in God's presence so much, when you call on Daniel, you got to call God. That's why prayer is so important, Daddy Christ, that when God, when our name is called, no matter for what reason, we're not coming by ourselves. God's showing right up with us. See, we're not doing it by ourselves. We're not doing it alone. All you got to do is call on a day. Keep yourself with me. That's the attitude we got. But you can't have that kind of confidence unless you are a true prayer. When you are a true prayer, I know that what you need, what you want, you're going to hit me by the grace of God can hit you. See, I'm getting ready right now. Every year, I try to be humble. I go to my grandma's house. Every year, I'm always humble. So, once you pray, I say, Lord, thank you for the preaching. How do you do to everybody? Because, everybody's preaching. They want the preacher to preach. I just do it like that prayer. If you're a human, I'm praying in front of everybody. If you're a human, you're going to pray. We're going to have a 5-minute sermon over there. If you're calling out angels, holy God, everything, I'm crying up in there. Because see, I know it's an opportunity now for God to say that. I see you put the power on me. Put the power on me.
Man! If you want to become God's friend, you must talk to Him consistently. Consistently. Lord, I got so much. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, let me give you this. I got the flu. I'm a COVID. I'm about to give you this. I know it's one thing I have to tell you. I have to repent to you. Because I said something out of ignorance. God said that ignorance and He does not know it. Remember I told you, and I close with this, because I got so much more. We're going to deal with it again. I told you, when you get up, and when you brush your teeth, to do what? Pray. I said, when you ride to work, you need to do what? Pray. I said, if you're at work, on a lunch break, you need to do what? Now, I want you to keep praying now, because you're doing that. That's good. At least you are praying. But the Lord told me, said, that ain't the kind of prayer I'm talking about, son. He said, no. He said, I don't want them old fly-by-night prayer. He said, this book we study, we talk about prayer. We talk about that apostolic anointing type of prayer where it costs you something. Where you got to be able to fire and give a sick man, baby. You got to get up for 5 o'clock and give God a special set time. You don't give Him some time just because I got 5 minutes. No, it's got to be a set time. You better set a time to talk to God. This is your time. This is your time. Let's talk, my friend. That's the kind of prayer he's talking about. He's talking about a prayer where you set everything to the TV on. Lock up in the room. Don't bother me right now. Me and God talking about some things. Because when God talked to me, He showed me some things. He can show me. He's all locked. He'll show me. He'll tell you, look, your son and daughter about to try something over. Mama, I want to go to the concert. We're telling them, you ain't going to no concert. Mama, how you see you got to put certain things. You, if once your children know that you talk to God, they won't try you. They won't try you because they know mama or daddy in the presence of God. And if I tell you, no matter what I say, God will tell them. You know why kids try something like that? Because they know you ain't praying. Everybody say amen. Let the church say amen. See y'all next week. God bless you. Well, wherever I see you.